Floodwater. Floodwater came out of the sky as snow. It blocked the roads and made the surface slippery by freezing. And then it turned to rain, melted all the hard stuff into mush. Great lumps of melting snow stuck in the fields, made treacherous pools far too near the houses, and great splashy quagmires in all the roadways. Wet drowned the little birds. They shivered to death with their feathers all drugget. Water stood in the low places, and the continual rain replenished it. We feared another flood. But the miracle always comes. The rain stops. The water slowly evaporates and drains away once more, runs downward to the sea, leaving behind a thorough soaking for all of Earth's surface, some of which, alas, it carries away in the rivers and into the salt ocean. But the sun dries the rest, warms the generating seed, which then sends out little rootlets to suck in that useful water all around. In the end, it's said to be all for the good, even if some were drowned, even if some were lost. It seems to be, in the long run, positive and productive, even with all that destruction. Sleep. Sleep joins us all. Sleep is what we come out of, what we return to. Deep in our consciousness is the great linking thing, sleep. Just one consciousness, the Brahmins say, one for all of us. And we all dip into it like the porridge pot in the middle of the table. Select our spoonfuls, but dream of the rest. The rest is ours too, really, or we are its. All living with little bits of the one huge consciousness thrust into us, like the processes of the amoeba poking out and filling with particles of the parent protoplasm.